upset.
Well, Zach hinted at something that I want to touch on before we dive into our regularly scheduled Batman the Animated Series talk, which is a lot of DC news recently, and something that kind of pertains to, you know, the world of this show, since we're talking about Batman. But since our last time recording any Radiovania or spinoff podcast, the Joker Fully Ado trailer released, and it is hype. And Zach, I know you want to talk about it. I know I want to talk about it. We'll probably talk about it again when Mark joins us next week. But give me your initial thoughts on the trailer.
Yeah, so just to give you a heads up, here's my grand plan, my grand scheme here, right?
Okay, scheme me up.
Because it's going to be a minute. We have this episode tonight. We have Radio Vision next Monday. It might be a minute before we're able to get down to do a full news pod. We'll see sometime
probably
soon.
Probably while you're here. Yeah.
Maybe while I'm here. So that's a couple weeks from now. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to break this out. And that discussion that we're going to have with Mark, and maybe release those on Tuesday as like a...
Mini
thing.
Cool.
Like an emergency, like even if it's like a 10-minute long episode, it's just gonna be like emergency pod.
Are you gonna leave it into this pod too, or is it gonna be completely removed?
What do you think? What sounds better to you?
I think you should completely remove it so that people can go listen to it. And those of you that are listening right now, go check it out.
And we're back.
Zach, what did you think of the trailer for Joker Fully Ado?
Man, let me tell you what a fucking trailer, huh? Yeah. I just think that, my expectations were pretty high because I love the premise. I know that people out there, you know, maybe not everyone was as high on the first Joker movie as I was. Maybe a lot of people were just not into the idea of Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga coming into this thing. They're trying to make it. There's rumors of it being a musical that we found out since that it's going to be more of a jukebox style musical, like a Moulin Rouge. So it's going to feature like songs, not like original written songs. So it's not necessarily Ha Ha Land, but it is going to be very colorful. And you can tell that they're going to be exploring a lot of themes of what it means to be two halves of a whole, about, you know, relationships, abusive relationships, mental manipulation.
Or maybe not. We don't know. I mean, we don't because know. The standard Joker Harley Quinn relationship is very abusive. It's awful. But this seems to lead to, you know, but whether it's in his head or not, I don't really know. But they seem to be very infatuated with each other in a more healthy way, quote unquote, healthy being that they're both wanting the same thing, not what they're doing as healthy. Obviously, it is the whole point of this Joker like side story that they're telling, which is now dubbed as an Elseworlds tale in the current James Gunn era, is about the, it's a commentary on how mental health is treated in our country over many, 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 many decades. And what if the Joker was a victim of that? And putting it in the frame of like, maybe Batman's the villain if you really think about it kind of stuff. And that's something that I think rubbed people the wrong way, but I found completely fascinating while it also being like incredibly depressing and not something that I regularly revisit. Still enjoy the first movie for what it is. But this one looks much more my tempo.
I have a feeling like the movie is going to be a lot less depressing. I feel like the first one is so... The first one was so insular because you're following this character of Arthur Fleck, and it's really just like a
descent into madness. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a character study about like him and, you know, where he goes with how dark his feelings get and his thoughts get and his actions take those response, like take action because of the ways that he feels. And, you know, like the violence, the random murdering, all that stuff. I have a feeling like this one might, just in its own nature of it being Lady Gaga's here, it's a little bit more colorful, there's going to be some musical stuff interplay with it. I feel like it's just going to be more of an entertaining watch, I have no doubt that there's going to be moments of this movie that are going to like surprise people and like really make you sit back and be like, oh, fuck. You know, like I almost guarantee you there's going to be a moment where like you're into the, they want you to buy, I think the idea is that they're going to want us as a crowd to buy in on this Harley Joker romance. But in reality, at the end, we'll see how detrimental it was to either them or the people around them or, you know, to other random people in Gotham. But I think that, man, what you just can't, it's just so hard to, you could speculate about this movie for hours and hours. But I think that just the visual fidelity of this fucking trailer is pretty unparalleled. Like, I think that it looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
After the trailer, I watched it a couple times on the TV, and you know, I was reading a bit about it online, and so I threw on the first Joker the other night after the trailer came out, and I just watched the first half, and that movie still looks really, really good. Somehow they were able to make it look even better. Like, I feel like they revealed that the movie's going to get 50mm screenings across the USA. So
this movie also had a very big budget increase. The first movie was made for $50 million and change, and this one's made on a $200 million budget, which is on par with Dune Part Two,
which is
pre-marketing, obviously.
They're gonna market the shit out of this.
The first Joker grossed $1 billion for a $50 million production budget. It was marketed pretty well, but it is the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time, and that has not been supplanted. And it definitely probably won't ever be now that this, because that was right before COVID. It was literally the Halloween before COVID. And that was probably like one of the last big, that was definitely the last big movie that I saw in the theaters besides like Rise of Skywalker before COVID. And I just feel like the whole theater environment has changed to a degree. We seem to be recovering with some of these big releases like Barbie and Dune. So we'll see. I'm sure Warner Brothers wants this to be a big slam dunk because their last 5 DC outings have been an utter disaster since the Batman.
I think that this movie's going to make buco bucks. Like, not only are we talking star power in terms of, you know, Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix, who, lest we forget, did win an Academy Award for the portrayal of the character in the first movie, which is that's one of those ones where I'm like, really? He really won for that? Really? Okay, got it. I mean, like, nothing against the portrayal. It's just, I'm like, I'm just shocked. Like, it's just shocking to me that, like, it feels so far away that Heath Ledger won his posthumous Oscar for The Joker. Yep. And then Joaquin goes on to win Best Leading Actor, like actor in a leading role for The Joker. It's just like, it almost just doesn't feel real. Like, it feels like everyone forgot that that movie took home one of the biggest Oscars ever.
Joaquin Phoenix made a reality possible where there's two fictional characters that have been portrayed by two actors and they both won an Oscar. Do you know what the other character is?
Oh God. James Bond. Time.
No, never won an Oscar acting that I'm aware of.
I'm blanking. It must be obvious. The Godfather.
Yeah, Marlon Brando won and Robert De Niro also won, both for playing Vito Corleone at different times of their life. So,
yep.
Yeah. Al Pacino never won, never nominated and winning. Insane. That's crazy. But that's pretty nice. You know, whatever. This is a different pod.
And I like the Oscars. My eyes see Oppenheimer.
My eyes see Oppenheimer. And my nose sees cocaine.
Yeah. Did a giant rail before walking out on that stage.
Seriously. Well, we should. There's not really much else that I want to add to this besides that I think the whole part of the first movie that's the twist is the unreliable narrator aspect of Arthur Fleck. I'm expecting more of that. I'm wondering if the twist more for this one is Harley being more of the unreliable narrator or something. I don't think they're going to Zsasz Beetz her. I think she's actually going to be real.
They're not going to do that twice.
But I think what happens to them is in their head. And I think they're both going through that together, which will be interesting.
I think I partially agree with you. I think that a lot of it's going to be over dramatized bits of what's actually happening. So like there's that cut. It's the first cut with the song. They're dancing on the rooftop, the Hotel Arkham. They're in these lavish costumes. It's the most beautiful looking set design you've just ever fucking seen in your life. And then it hard cuts right from that to them in their shitty New York outfits from the 1990s. And they're dancing around like a rainy street or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that it's going to be like, when you're in love, the sky's a little brighter and the sun's a little brighter and the flowers smell a little better and the food tastes better. I really do think that it's going to be like, I think it's going to be a commentary on codependency and like, and what it means to be dependent on something and someone and like love being a theme. I really do think that it's going to be like, they think that they could fix each other or make each other better with their relationship. But what happens when that goes sour? What happens when things go wrong? Like, I think just a commentary, not necessarily abusive relationships, but it just could be a commentary on relationships where they can go bad, where they can help people, where they can, you know, change and alter over time. But I think that a lot of, I don't think they're going to pull, like, I think unreliable narrator stuff is obvious because it's a Joker movie, but I definitely think that there's going to be more elements of falsified artifice in their life where it's like, we're seeing a lavish production. One of my favorite shots from the trailer is, and I had to slow it down to like really pause and look at it, but there's one dream looking sequence where Joker's standing at the altar waiting to get married, presumably, and Harley Quinn's walking down the aisle. And the little person from Joker 1 is his best man standing next to him at the altar. And that just made me laugh. What's it? What's that guy's name? I totally forget.
That character's name?
Yeah, it's like Mike or like Glenn. Gary, thank you. Yeah, it's Gary.
He's like, Gary, you've always been nice to me.
You can go. And then that's one of the best bits in that whole movie is when he like does the lock thing or whatever. Oh man, so good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm super duper excited. I mean, what was your favorite shot from the trailer?
Ooh, that's a good question.
You always ask me about your favorite animation cell from these episodes. What's your favorite like a shot from the trailer?
Yeah. There's like a shot where they're in like a jazz club. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it looks like Ray. You know what I mean? Where it's just like him illuminated with the spotlight, and he's got the cigarette dangling upward and playing the piano or something like that, or maybe Gaga's playing the piano, and then it's quickly followed by her smearing like blood or red paint to make like a smile on her face too. So I'd have to go with those. I think that was really, really awesome. I'm excited for that musical sequence.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, the wide shot of the Hotel Arkham thing with them dancing really on the rooftop, cool. I think that's going to be like a set piece, man. That's going to be a fucking thing. But I mean, the big one that's already getting circulated on the internet, meme wise, is the lipstick at the end. I mean,
sure.
Totally unobjectively, an amazing shot. Like really well done, focused.
How long do you think it took for them to get that?
35 takes at least.
Yeah, I think so too.
At least. Yeah. All right, here we go. What do we call the mail segment? Are we still working on the mail segment?
Here comes the mail.
It sounds just ever so awkward. You can write into radiovaniashow@gmail.com just like our friend Drew did.
Whoa. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Drew, for writing into radiovaniashow@gmail.com.
I guess that group me really touched a nerve with some people.
Just one. He was the only one that wrote. Everybody else stayed.
That's one more we didn't have.
That's true. That's a good point. All right, so here we go. Drew wrote in about the Joker movie. We asked for opinions on the Joker movie. He says, not huge on it being a musical. Approximately 45 minutes of it is singing pieces, which obviously are being thrown in due to Lady Gaga being involved. Joker does have some song and dance in the past, but now it feels like half a musical. Either go full musical or do a couple song dance pieces, but now it's enough of the film that it'll probably take me out of it. Official opinion is, if that's what you're into, go see it and enjoy it. If that's not what you're into, then go watch something else you enjoy. Cheers, Drew. Very blunt, Drew. I appreciate
you. Right to the point. But no half measures with Drew, which is something I feel like we all respect about him.
Sure. It sounds like...
Thank you for emailing, Drew.
Yeah, thank you for emailing into radiovaniashow@gmail.com. It feels like that may... You know, there is that fear of that alienating audiences. Because remember, over the summer, there were those... it was Mean Girls the Musical, Wonka, where people felt like falsely advertised to. There was a bunch of people on the internet making a big hubbub about the fact that these movies were not marketed as musicals. Neither is this, really. The movie's trailer has music in it, presented, but no one at any point grabs a microphone. He gets close. He's holding a microphone, but at no point he's like, why do birds? At no point does he actually start singing.
Blue?
Yeah. Oh, what if that was in the movie? Can you imagine as a little Easter egg?
Yeah, I mean, the Bruce Wayne wouldn't be old enough, right? It'd have to be somebody else singing it.
Yeah, it would just be as like a nod to the show. But
sure, I'd love that. I love that song. It's great, great song, great Batman song.
So I don't know.
I'm hoping Say We're Sweethearts again, like from the animated series. That'd be tight.
That'd be cool. Can't wait for her to call him Puddin'.
Puddin'? I'm wondering if they're going to steer not fully into it. Like, I'm sure that they want to distinguish her, Harley, from Margot Robbie, obviously, and having the music's going to be a big part of it. I love that she is an inmate instead of, well, at least it seems like she's an inmate instead of the psychiatric therapist. That's a nice twist where she's like, hey, let's get out of here.
I love that. That's such a good shot.
Kind of reminds me of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or Shawshank a little bit too, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But Drew raises a valid point, is that I think that a lot of people may be turned off by this being a musical or having strong musical elements. I think that that's a genre that's hard.
People in that weren't already there.
When you're the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time, though, fucking with the formula is a bit tricky, you know?
That's true. That's true. I texted Julia, though. I was like, do you want to go see the Joker musical? she's like, what? And I was like, I sent her the trailer. She's like, oh, well, yeah, of course. And I was like, yeah. Yes. So that works
October.
Out.
So,
yeah.
October is Austin's wedding, so.
Yeah, this comes out right before that, though. It's like the weekend before or something like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Big movie. I think that honestly, I mean, looking ahead at the rest of the calendar year, this is probably my most anticipated movie of the year.
For this year?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, there's nothing else that I can really think of.
I'm looking forward to
Furiosa. Deadpool looks cool.
And Wolverine.
Sure. Furiosa, sure. I'm looking forward to Gladiator 2.
Sure. If that hits this year, that we still
Alien,
haven't seen a trailer.
Alien Romulus looks
Romulus
cool.
Is up there. One of my biggest, most anticipated movies Emily and I are seeing tomorrow, which is the A24 Civil War.
I think we're going to see that this
with Jesse
too.
Plemons and Kirsten Dunst. Yeah, we're going to go see that tomorrow. So,
bet you Plemons is in 5 minutes of that movie too.
And I bet he steals the show.
That guy's amazing.
Yeah. So, Joker trailer. It's good. I'm very excited.
What did you say in the last pod?
What about who? Jesse Plemons?
Your Jesse Plemons joke.
Oh, I wrote it down. Hold on. No.
Okay, yeah. Go for it.
I'm here to see about these rods. Who's been outgooing them? Again, oh, I wrote it on a sticky note because I thought that
wanna
I would
keep
forget
remembering it. Sure.
Yeah, I thought I
good
would forget
shit,
it.
Good shit.
Yeah. But yeah, exciting trailer. I think oh fuck, I meant to grab this. I wanted to see how many people have viewed it, because certainly it must be.
It's up there. It's already gained 167 million views in the first 24 hours, being Warner Brothers' biggest trailer premiere, surpassing Barbie from the year
Crazy.
Prior.
Surpassing Barbie, just to put that in context for everybody, of the fucking Joker movie is bigger than Barbie, which is nuts.
October time frame is a good spot too. We should mention that horror season.
Yep, Turn to Fall, spooky movie,
spooky big, unsettling big movie. Things.
I think this movie's got a pathway to nothing but success, man. I mean, I can't think of any other big movies coming out in this fall yet. There's no big Marvel announcements. That franchise is a little dead in the water right now.
Joker, fully ado. White Bird comes out that weekend.
Bam, bam.
Venom, The Last Dance, potentially.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a Joker weekend.
All ten people that are gonna go see Venom 3 are gonna be real disappointed in empty theaters.
I think it's awesome though that they're calling it The Last Dance. That's incredibly hilarious. And
I took
joke.
That personally.
And I took exactly. Oh God.
Well, this has been a special emergency Radiovania pod. Thank you for listening to this. Write in your feedback if you're curious about the Joker movie, about the trailer, anything like that. We would love to hear what you think about it. Thank you again, Drew, for writing into radiovaniashow@gmail.com. Again, emergency pod. Now back to your regularly scheduled Radiovision hosted by the Swamp Song.